From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The Missouri Senate has taken its first step in making several changes to the state student transfer law. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Those changes include requiring accreditation of individual schools within a district instead of the district as a whole, and crafting new guidelines for student transfers designed to prevent overcrowded classrooms. The sponsor, Republican David Pierce of Warrensburg, says the goal is to address Governor Jay Nixon's reasons for vetoing last year's bill.
The number one thing that he wanted out of the bill this year was the private non-sectarian. If we would take that out, then he would entertain an expansion of charter schools and virtual schools. And that's exactly what we've done in this bill.
The Missouri House has also perfected its student transfer bill. Both versions are expected to be voted on again Thursday. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A Missouri judge says the state's membership to a testing company aligned with the National Common Core Education Standards is illegal and that it shouldn't pay fees to be a part of the group. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled Tuesday that the state's partnership with the Common Core Testing Company is an illegal interstate compact not authorized by the U.S. Congress. The Attorney General's office represents the state and is reviewing the ruling. Missouri's Education Department budgeted about $4.3 million for membership dues this fiscal year. The Common Core education standards and the tests aligned with them have been a magnet for critics, including the three plaintiffs in the court case ruled on Tuesday. A Republican state senator is trying to convince lawmakers and their constituents to expand Medicaid in Missouri, but it's an uphill battle. As Dree Buscarin reports, Senator Ryan Silvey held a telephone-based town hall meeting Tuesday night to field questions over legislation he has recently introduced.
Senator Silvey of Kansas City has proposed a bill to accept federal funds to cover more people under Missouri's Medicaid program. A joint committee of lawmakers would determine eligibility requirements and other reforms, according to the bill's text. One of the callers asked, "How will you get a conservative state to accept this?" Silvey replied,
"I'm trying to bridge that gap, trying to find reforms that are acceptable to everyone that will also deal with closing the coverage gap, as opposed to just throwing up my hands and saying, I hate Obamacare, so that's all there is to that."
Silvey also has a bill to expand Medicaid coverage for veterans and their families. I'm Dari Buscarin.
An MU researcher is leading an effort to improve care for Missourians with autism. Kristen Soule is the medical director at MU's Thompson Center for Autism. Soule and her colleagues recently launched Echo Autism, a program centered on training Missouri physicians by way of video conferencing. Soule has put together a team of experts from various fields relating to autism in order to provide physicians with a range of expert advice. Soule says that the type of behavior-changing tips the Thompson Center provides can make a major difference to the families of children with autism. The program will run through August of this year and is a joint project from the Thompson Center and the Missouri Telehealth Network. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.